This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Bush picks Samuel Bodman as DOE Secretary. President George W. Bush has selected Samuel Bodman to replace Spencer Abraham as Secretary of the Department of Energy, DOE. The Senate hearing to discuss Bodman's confirmation is expected to be held Wednesday, January 19th. Bodman is a newcomer to energy policy and particularly nuclear weapons policy, having served previously as Deputy Secretary of Commerce and Deputy Secretary of the Treasury. If confirmed, Bodman will be responsible for the energy bill, which has stalled in Congress due to controversial measures that include offering billions of dollars of tax breaks to oil, coal, and gas companies and proposals for new nuclear reactors. Bodman will also oversee the nuclear weapons complex, including weapons program initiatives, funding allocations, and cleanup activities at Los Alamos and Sandia National Laboratories in New Mexico. Bodman received his doctorate degree from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and served as a professor of engineering there. Prior to his positions in the Bush administration, he was the chief executive officer of the specialty chemical maker Cabot Corporation. When announcing his nomination, Bush said, quote, "In academics, in business, and in government, Bodman has shown himself to be a problem solver who knows how to set goals, and he knows how to reach them. He will bring to the DOE a great talent for management and the precise thinking of an engineer," end quote. Activists are concerned, however, that Bodman's inexperience in energy and weapons issues may hinder his performance as DOE Secretary. They are requesting that senators ask Bodman several important questions during his confirmation hearing in order to gauge his knowledge of nuclear weapons policy and its associated environmental effects. For example, activists are requesting that senators question Bodman regarding his position on U.S. commitments under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. Specifically, activists are questioning Bodman's opinion of a recent strategic plan by the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, that states, quote, "The goal of the NNSA is to be able to design, develop, and begin production of a new warhead within 3 to 4 years of a decision to do so," end quote. Further, Bodman's position on the modern pit facility is in question, considering that its final environmental impact statement was delayed following serious concerns by Congress regarding its necessity and cost. Activists locally are concerned about Bodman's potential handling of the upcoming request for a proposal for the management contract for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Joni Ahrens of Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety said, quote, "The management contract for a facility as complicated as LANL is extremely nuanced, and it may require the leadership of someone more familiar with those nuances," end quote. Moreover, organizations in New Mexico want to be assured that Bodman will prioritize the cleanup of LANL under the order on consent released by the New Mexico Environment Department recently, which orders the investigation and cleanup of contamination sources around the LANL complex. Aaron said, quote, "The process established by NMED is essential to protecting the health and safety of New Mexicans, and we want to be assured that Bodman will prioritize DOE's compliance with it," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.